Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
I am welcome to Broken Simulation. I took my glasses off, put them right back on. How are you guys? Welcome to Broken Simulation. Thank you guys for tuning in to the number one podcast that is the Sports Center of the Apocalypse, or for the Apocalypse.
Number eight in Spotify storytelling
really?
Podcast. Yeah. Johnny here. Hey, how's it going?
Please welcome. I appreciate him letting me be on his podcast. Johnny Woodard, how are you, Johnny?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I got an email from Chartable that, I don't know, we were in like number eight in storytelling or something.
I think that's amazing.
Spotify, so yeah.
I think that's amazing. Finally, people realize how important this show is. We look at the issues affecting you out there, and we shed light on them. We take the microscope or the magnifying glass that is common sense. We put it on these issues.
We take the magnifying glass that is common sense and stick it up our ass.
Yeah, this is a butt play podcast. I mean, I don't know how we got storytelling when we just talk about butt play all the whole time.
No, I honestly remember you used to tell me to put the punch drunk in the sports category for podcasting and not comedy, because comedy was a lot more competitive.
Yeah,
that's why I put it in story, because we tell stories on here, and
so we're not considered a comedy pod, which I'm fine with.
No, like you can multi-list on Spotify.
Okay, so. cool. Well, that's great, Johnny, and thank you to the Broken who have made this all possible.
The Broken.
That's still the best name.
Yeah, it is.
The Swarm is great. The Broken is great too.
I love it.
I do love that. Johnny, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm getting ready to go back to North Carolina. At the same time, you're going back there. Going to hang out with you. Maybe go to a show. I'm trying to get Sam to go with me to Chapel Hill.
Why do you say you're trying? I'm going to do it.
He says yes. Yeah.
Johnny, you are doing a guest spot. That's not like a question.
We'll talk about it.
Why, Johnny? You can't go up there and do two jokes.
If we're going to get into this, I am going home primarily because my grandmother's in the hospice. Don't know why I left.
Because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm going to be... Well, no, I think it was the change of, like, well, we pulled it down into first gear real fast.
Yeah,
So I don't...
Johnny, thoughts and prayers
I don't
and remembering
know.
Grandma?
Yeah, I mean,
she
dude,
was a wonderful
dude,
person.
She is. She's still alive.
She is still alive. Yeah, okay, my bad.
I mean, she's 86, and she's... you know, smoked since she was 15.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Johnny, you know, I think about my daughters and like the world they're in now versus the world they'll be in when they're my age. Now, just think about your grandma and what the world was like when she was my daughter's age. Daughters.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable change.
It's unbelievable.
Really is. Yeah, I mean, dude, she, because of the... I mean, my family, going back generations, are farmers and really like
you work the land,
people.
Johnny.
Work the land. Yeah, the same patch
shirt
of land.
Shirt on, shirt off.
For hundreds of years, they've been on the same little patch of land, farmland. And
you're going to break the chain, Johnny?
They were poor, like poor people. And my grandmother still, you know, to this point now where she doesn't get around, well, she can't really walk anymore. That's why they brought hospice in. She would take food, like any vegetables or leftover like fruit that she had, and freeze it, you know, and make preserves out of, just in case. You never know, man, if things go tits up. So they're kind of like survivalists in a way, the people that grew up.
Now, did your grandma tell you that? She's like, just in case.
No.
It goes tits up.
Nah, man, it's just, it's inborn. It's really like a mentality almost, you know, like grew up, if you grow up with
in that area, it's also known as inbred, right?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could
be. Right? Could be
it
both
could
of them.
Not a lot of options, yeah.
Well, Johnny, you know, much respect to your grandmother.
Yeah. Edna.
Hopes to pray
Edna. How's that?
Edna
what kind of name
pulls
is that?
Through this and lives another 80. Mm. Do you think she wants to live another 80?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I've always, and this is really a stupid thing to say, but I've always felt like I would want to fight until the end, you know. But you hear people that are at that point where they're just tired, you know, and they're like ready to go.
And they're like, everyone I know isn't around. Anyone I came up with isn't around anymore.
Yeah. So that's I can't even imagine thing. What that's like yet. But
that is hard. So shout out to, is it Grandma Woodard?
Yeah, we call her Meemaw. Yeah. Edna.
Shout out, Meemaw. You're a wonderful human being. Johnny's come to see you And we're going to hope and pray that you come and hoe the land again.
Yeah, there we go. That's it, man. Yeah.
Johnny, a lot of stuff going on to talk about. You know, obviously, this is a top 10 storytelling podcast. And so we got to tell a couple stories.
Go on.
Like I had just talked about on Broken, on Tim Pool Hap, I had just did Tim Pool's show. Tim Pool is not located on the East Coast, and I was flown out to go do the show by his wonderful co-host.
Where is he?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
Okay, yeah, he's in Maryland.
Is that where he's from? Why did he choose Maryland?
No. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's okay. He's a private guy, so I don't want to give too much out. So
he's kind of a journalist, though. Is it because he wants to cover D.C.? Is that part of it? Do you know?
I don't know. To be honest with you, dude, I think it had to do with a lot of stuff.
Okay.
You know, what type of house he got, gun laws. He's very much into Second Amendment stuff. And yeah. And West Virginia's right there, so there's a, you know,
escaping to the hills if you have to.
Yeah, a lot. But dude, nicest guy. I wish I could go into more detail about like his house and all that stuff. He's a private guy, and I don't want to do that. But nicest people, his assistants, or I'm sure they have different titles. Tiffany is very nice. His co-host Lydia is very nice. His kind of at the moment co-host Luke Radowski, who's been on Tim Pool Hap before.
Love that guy. Very, he's one of my favorite night. Twitter follows. Yeah.
Oh, he's great, dude. Easily one of the most interesting human beings I've ever met, outside of, let's say, Joey Diaz, Eddie Bravo, and my friend Howie Dewey. The guy's lived a fucking life. Very cool guy. You know. I got to shoot guns with them. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
I love shooting.
Yeah. I love it, dude. I gotta do it more.
That's what I do when I go back home, man, because you can just do it outside.
I gotta do
dude,
it more.
Dude, in the country where I'm from, every weekend, especially on Sundays, it's like a war zone because everybody just goes out and shoots, and you just hear it from miles around. It's pop, 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 you know, all the time. And
I love it,
you just
dude.
Do it in your yard.
I love it, dude. I love it,
too. Yeah, although my brother-in-law almost died that way. Some guy a couple of maybe, I don't know, miles away from him, he almost shot him. He was working in the garage, and my brother-in-law is a cop, and he just heard, phew, and somebody was shooting, high-powered rifle, and almost shot him in the head. I mean, it hit his garage, and he went and found these guys, and was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, dude, like Luke Kordowski and Tim Pool are very, like, safety conscious. They don't fuck around. So it was very cool, and they got badass guns, which I want to get more of. I might just move out of California just so I can get an armory.
Dude, well, I miss it so much, man, being able to have a bunch of rifles and take them out. I love, like, I was just getting started into, like, collecting military rifles, like, old military rifles and stuff, and so... Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's just impossible in California. It's such a bummer, man.
So basically, I go in there, fly in for the show. I do it. I mean, I realized it was a big show, but I didn't realize how big a show it was. I mean, I got hit up by everybody.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, Tim, they're like, dude, you did Tim Pool's show? That's amazing. Cool, and the guy, he's a hustler. You know what they were telling me? Like, he's like my friend Jordan. Dude, this guy was doing 6 videos a day for years.
Well, dude, you're close to that though, man. With your AMAs and you're pretty
close.
But
dude, that's
you're doing. What are you doing? Cash Daddies twice a week now? I mean, yeah.
No.
Jesus Christ!
Like, we gotta do it twice. I'm like, okay, we'll do it twice. We'll do it twice. You know, so.
So what'd you guys talk about?
We talked about Cuomo's a serial killer, basically, and it's all coming out now. And you know, I mean, then he wrote a book, like he knew what he was doing. He still wrote a book, like that's a level of psychopath,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, I don't want to get into it because this is a comedy, this is a comedy podcast, and you know, certain people are looking for chaos. But,
yeah, good point.
So I fly out, I do the show. It was a wonderful time, nice people. His house is insane, Johnny.
Really?
It's insane.
Can't say much about it.
I don't want to.
Is it like a bunker style thing? Like a?
It is like a Crips.
But yeah, I mean,
Cribs. Cribs. Like, like from fucking MTV Cribs.
You mean it's really just not nice, or is it like a underground, like
everything,
end of days, like
everything,
we're ready.
Everything. Okay. It's so badass. I'll tell
you. Okay.
It's so badass,
that's
and
cool,
it
man.
Almost go. I almost want to be like, I'd like to get to this level, find this type of house somewhere, get all of us in the one place where, you know, everyone can live in their own and just...
That's what Anthony Cumia did, right? I mean, he just made the studio in his house and that's why it's called The Compound.
And he's moving, though. He's moving, I think, to North Carolina.
No shit. Where's he going in North Carolina?
Dude, Andrew Schultz is in Florida now, I think.
I'll look it up. Let me see. Where is Anthony Cumia?
I think a lot of people are going to move down with him, too.
Oh, that's cool, man. A lot of people are moving to North Carolina.
North Carolina, Johnny? And there's like a brain drain going on in L.A. and New York.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, and Silicon Valley, dude. You hear about people moving out of Silicon Valley to Texas because of tax benefits and stuff.
Well, I mean, like, dude, it's just like, have you been up by San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, it's just, the rivers are flowing with shit. Yeah.
And it's insanely... Their whole thing was to price out everybody so they would have their little place, but they literally price out everybody.
Everybody.
And now it's like a ghost town.
Hey, everybody. Johnny again. I know some of you out there are sleeping on the same saggy-ass mattress that you've had for years now, and you deserve better than that. That's why we're happy to tell you about Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep is a fantastic... I got my Helix Sleep mattress after going online and taking their 2-minute sleep quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. I got it, and it replaced my girlfriend's mattress, which had a giant hole in them. I mean, just a divot. We both rolled toward the center. We ended up facing each other at the end of every night because there was just this kind of slope down toward the middle. I mean, honestly, nothing has changed our quality of life like this mattress. Everybody's unique. And Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. And then even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size folks. Like I said, I took the quiz and I was matched up with a mattress that's kind of in between firm and soft. I'm also a side sleeper, so it gave me the perfect mattress for side sleeping. Who knew that there was a mattress for that? But there is. Just check it out. I mean, you got nothing to lose. Go to helixsleep.com/broken. helixsleep.com/broken if you're looking for a mattress, and take that quiz. You order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free, and you don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. You don't need to take my word for it, though. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by both GQ and Wired magazines. So check that out. helixsleep.com/broken. Go there, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they will match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They even have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to our listeners at helixsleep.com/broken. Again, that's up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/broken. I'm not surprised.
I mean, the 49ers...
When you have one party rule, it always goes like this.
Well, man, let's just talk about... I mean, like... I'm
going to get into it a little bit. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we'll get into the recall. Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, because it's just politics. There's not... We're not... I mean, there's no...
Okay.
Funny business.
Interesting thing. So someone put out something really good, really interesting, a very funny tweet, which was... So do you know what... Do you know what Gavin Newsom's doing right now? He's checking the authenticity of the signatures. How funny is that? That a Democrat is checking out the authenticity of fucking...
That's so stupid.
Right?
It's so rich, man.
Right? After they just they did mail fraud, they're like, dude, just take the vote. Don't see if any of the fucking things match.
And the funny thing is, I think he's going to find... surprisingly, that they're all real, you know?
Well, if I'm Gavin Newsom, I would have flooded that thing with fake votes. I would have sent down people putting down fake votes. If I knew I couldn't stop it, I would flood it.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like taking your friend and buying him a bunch of fake Twitter followers or something like that just to
well,
screw him over.
Yeah. It's kind of like what they did with the internet, right? After, all right, they're like, okay, we can't control it. Let's flood it with information from all different ways and all that stuff. So I would have done that with the signature thing. But he's going to get recalled. And, like, what is he going to run on?
I don't know what he can say. I mean, if by the time it happens, we're coming out of this COVID thing, which is likely, I think.
Well, I think this will force it opening.
Yeah, it could be. Well, you're already seeing it. Yeah, you're already seeing it. I mean, as soon as this became a thing, he started lessening the restrictions on restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that if we are legitimately like past it, that could save him. He could say,
well,
like,
that's
look,
the thing that's going to suck. Is like, what if there is forget and then he comes back in and then he pounds us again?
Yeah, he totally could. Yeah, I don't put anything past this guy. He is
American
the serial
psycho.
Killer, American psycho, like yeah. sociopath, psychopath type.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a garbage person. Yeah.
Well, too. But he's custom built to be a politician at the national level.
Yes,
and he's
psycho
gonna get there.
Liar.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So Cuomo writes his book, that's not real, that about how he did it, right? Do you know what he reminds me of, dude? That chick who was a CEO of that blood company that could like test blood,
yeah,
that
totally yeah.
lied. And she was just like, and she did everything, like she changed her voice because she thought like
people listen to you more if you talk in a low tone.
Like how come people were like, hey dude, how much money do you have invested in this? Watch this interview and tell me you want this chick running this fucking thing. Right?
What's her name, like Elizabeth Holmes, something like that?
The question is, what happens with her?
Elizabeth Holmes, yeah.
And what happens with Gavin Newsom if he does get recalled and lose? Like,
interesting, yeah.
What happens to him?
You saw Nixon.
I'll tell you one thing he does.
Nixon lost as governor of California.
You know what he does?
And he lost. Because remember the old, you won't have old Nixon to kick around anymore. And then he became president, so it's possible to
really?
Come back. Yeah.
But to get recalled?
No, he just lost, yeah. Hold on.
But Johnny, I'll tell you one thing I bet he does. Guess what it is?
Go on.
Start a podcast.
Who'd want to hear him?
Gavin Newsom? Somebody? Dude, by the way, who do you think starts more fucking podcasts? Female comics in L.A.? Or Hillary Clinton. Like, how many times does she have an announcement that she's starting a new podcast?
Yeah, she's... the thing is, though, who's listening to shit like that?
Nobody!
That's
why they're fucking... They don't know what to do.
We're here to talk to you again about a sponsor we really think a lot of. It's American Giant. Did you know that in the 1960s, the average American only bought about 25 items clothing a year? Today, we average 67 items of clothing a year, and despite buying 2.5 times more clothes, we only keep them half as long. Plus, in the average American closet, 82% of our clothes haven't been worn in the last 12 months. American Giant believes clothes should be wearable for years. I know Sam has received American Giant clothes, and he says they're great. The quality's tremendous. When I saw the clothes that he received, it's undeniable. They're just... When things are made thoughtfully in America, you know, in factories by people who are invested in the communities, you can tell the difference. You can just tell the difference. They felt durable. They felt rugged. And we also think it's important to support your local communities. So, support American Giant, guys. We really think a lot of them. Get 15% off your first order when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com. That's 15% off when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com. Did you have anything else on pool? I know you said you watched the fight there with them.
Yeah. I stay an extra day to hang out with them, watch the fights, do a couple things. So I'm flying out the next day, right? Oh. So I'm flying out the next day. On the drive there, the airport's about 40 miles from the house. So you got to get out there, right?
Yeah.
So we end up getting out a little later for nobody's fault. It just ends up being a little later that we wanted to leave at 6. We end up leaving at 6:15, right?
Got it. Yeah.
So we're driving, dude, and we're in part of the country where you can go a while without streetlights.
Yeah, I know it. I live there. Yeah, my
we are
life. Yeah.
Cooking with gas. And we see lights. The lights are on, but we don't see the road, right? You can't see. You know where you're going, but it's dark.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, boom, she hits a pothole. And we're both like, fuck, that sucks. And then we start hearing.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I'm like, are we getting a flat when I'm on my way home? Because I have to go take care of kids. because Martha's been watching the kids for a couple days.
You're on
days.
Your way to the airport, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how tight was this? Like, how much time did you have to get there?
Not a lot.
Okay.
And we ended up pulling over. I told you, Johnny, guess where we end up pulling over in front of? Hand to God.
It was so funny.
The headquarters of the CIA.
That's so funny. Langley, Virginia, apparently. That's where you were.
It's unbelievable. Literally,
did you realize it? What was that like?
I saw a sign. I laughed, but I'm like, oh, my God, are we going to stop? And is this part of their plan to out me, to take me out? I got too big. They just think I'm too dangerous.
That's typical, by the way. The government organization, government-maintained roads, would have a giant pothole right
there. They're
in front
like, Tripoli's in town. He's flying here. Put a hole in this thing. They're going to, because we control the fucking matrix and the simulation, we're going to have them hit that hole. And then we're going to finally get rid of this fucking loudmouth. Right? That's why I was going through my head. I'm like, today's the
day. It was dark, too, right?
It was dark.
Somebody could have just come up behind you, hitman
style. So I pull over. I'm like, fuck, okay. I'm like, I have to figure out how to get to the airport quickly. Do you have a donut? She's like, I have a donut. I'm like, fuck, am I going to have to change? Can I change this quick enough?
Who's taking you to the airport?
Tiffany, who works there.
At the club?
Yes.
Or at Temple's place?
Okay. I don't have enough time to put this tire on.
You going to like Uber it? What'd you do?
So I'm like, do you have AAA? I call AAA. They're not the most happy people to talk to. They will not let you use AAA unless you're there with the car. So now I'm effed, right? I'm effed.
Yeah, because you want to, now part of it is you want to be a gentleman and stay with her, right?
Yes, wow. Yeah, that's okay. The whole thing for a couple reasons, and I'll get into it.
All right.
One, I don't want to leave a girl by herself on the side of the road in the dark. But two, I don't want to not go home and get the wrath of not getting home to help with the kids.
You're in a tough spot there.
In a tough spot.
Damn.
And what do I pick?
You stayed. Nice.
No, I got to get AAA for you. So I'm like, I got to get AAA. We call AAA. They won't do it. She has to sign up for AAA right there.
She didn't have AAA?
No, which I don't know why you would.
You can call AAA and then sign up for it?
Yeah,
and
right
then
there.
Come out?
Through a fucking
then why app. Would anybody ever sign up for AAA if you can just sign up immediately and have them come out? And then?
Well, because you'd want to sign up for it to have it for the year.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Right? So we sign up for it. They're like, they'll be here in half an hour. I go, do you want me to stay with you? She's like, no, go. I'm like, are you sure? I had already called an Uber.
You're like, please don't say yes. Please don't say yes.
She's like, no, you can go. She's old fashioned. She can handle herself. She's probably got a ton of guns because she's.
Oh, yeah. She's in Tim Pool's crew.
They're locked and loaded. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So my Uber comes. Now I'm in a new panic. Because I have a couple panics going on right now.
Yeah, like, please don't let this girl get murdered.
Don't let her get murdered. Yeah, that's the number one thing, because I'm the last one to see her alive.
You're fucked, yeah.
I just take off.
You're the, what's his name, the actor? You're the punked guy?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, you're the Ashton Kutcher of this situation.
What Johnny's referring to is a woman was murdered, and the last person to see her... See her was Ashton Kutcher, and the evidence is kind of allegedly not good for Ashton. Let's just say that.
That's sketchy, yeah.
But that guy is a great example of a dude who plays stupid, and you know he's not.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every role he plays, like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like white guy comedy acting is basically, I'm a cuck, right?
Yeah, it's the only. Yeah, it's about a little
right.
Left, yeah.
I think what was it you I talked about? Will Ferrell. His character is like, I'm a cuck.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, Ashton Kutcher's character is like, I'm stupid. Like, they're all cucks, right?
Well, that's most men in entertainment now. Honestly, like, most roles for men in these
white guys
in blockbusters is the asshole idiot.
And it's all
it's like,
done
have you noticed,
on purpose.
Have you noticed on WandaVision? All the white dudes are just assholes.
Oh, by the way, Johnny, fun thing. You know, I live in Hollywood, and I meet a lot of these fucking pit viper female entertainers. And now when instead of calling them the C word, right, I'm just going to say, she's got WandaVision. That's what I'm going to say. She's suffering from WandaVision.
Okay,
right?
So panic number one in the Uber on the way
back. Am I going to miss my flight, and then Martha's going to kill me, right? And
panic
then
number one is she's gonna might get
is
murdered.
Is she going to get murdered? And I start going, how can I set the alibi to make sure they know I had nothing to do with
you
it?
You should be like, as soon as you get in the car, you'd be like, oh, yeah, there's that girl over there. Boy, she looks alive,
I
right?
I did that. I'm like, you see, I go, do you think I should leave that white girl alone phone in the car. The black driver didn't care. He's listening to gospel music because it was okay. Sunday. He didn't give a shit. Yeah. He just drove off. So now I'm like texting her every 2 seconds. Are you still alive? Which I thought that could get me in trouble anyways.
Yeah, that's awfully suspicious.
Yeah, I'm like, how are you doing?
You're alive, right?
Yeah, so how are you doing? And she's like, I'm fine. I'm like, keep me, let me know how it's going. I'm like, have you taken off? She's like, I'm driving home. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me know when you make it home. She finally hits me. I made it home. I'm like, I'm out. I survived. Yeah, I'm not going to be tried. I'm not going to be some Netflix docuseries 10 years from now about the guy that just fucking wanted to catch a flight so he'd get home to see his twin daughters, and now he's doing fucking hard time.
Yeah, and all the Twitter comments are like, I don't care if he did do it. He's an asshole for leaving her alone beside
and
the road.
And then my story is Maryland and Virginia were both fighting over who should try me, and I wanted to get in the one that didn't have the death penalty. Right?
Yeah.
That's like, that all went through my head. So now I'm flying, dude, and I'm going to say this. This is Sam speaking, not Johnny. I don't want to fly United and American anymore.
Okay.
And I'm going to get into something, Johnny. So I'm older than you, Johnny, but around your age, right? What are you?
35.
I was around 35. I started seeing the beginning of ageism.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you're in a business where it's rampant.
Well, very rampant. So I was very starting to get sensitive to ageism. So there was this whole thing that, you know, airlines were trying to figure out how to get rid of the old flight attendants so they can get some fresh new chicks in there that everybody likes staring at to make the flight better. Right?
Yeah, although, do you think they still... I've noticed lately it doesn't seem like they give a shit about that.
No, well, this... Because they really can't... They could get sued for discrimination.
Also, nobody wants to work on an airplane, really.
Johnny has very pro-stewardesses. You know, I don't care what age you are.
Flight attendants.
That's very... After this story, I'm going to say stewardess.
Okay, okay. After the year we've all been through, saving money should be at the top of everyone's resolution list. So if you're still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless, what are you doing? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you maximize your savings with plans starting at just $15 a month. I have a Mint Mobile plan, and I can tell you that for the first time in my life, I feel like I have a modern wireless carrier. I had a year-long fight with Verizon over my bill. I had unlimited data until I didn't. They took it away without telling me, and they tried to charge me for the extra data. You won't get that kind of stuff with Mint Mobile because they are a truly modern wireless carrier. I love them. For people looking to save extra money this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless, like we said, for just $15 a month. By going online only and eliminating the traditional costs of retail, brick and mortar, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/broken. That's mintmobile.com/broken. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/broken.
Okay.
So you got there, though.
I got there. I got so lucky.
How close
you don't
it?
Live in L.A.? Dude, I walked up when they were calling my group.
Dude, that happened to me where I was the last, because I read have you ever had a board time move up? This is the first time it's ever happened to me. The board time moved up, and it didn't update in the app. And, dude, I walked up there as they were closing the doors for the thing. This was just a couple months. I would have missed
the flight. And you didn't make it?
No, I made it. But they were calling my name as I was getting through. They were like, Johnny Woodard, are you in the – please come to the security desk or whatever. And
dude,
I finally made it.
You want to hear the weirdest thing? My dad's from such a small He lives in a small city in Arizona. It's so small that we were able to fly him out of Arizona to come see Ghost and Ninja on their birthdays. That he hadn't gotten on his flight yet. The airport called to see if he was coming. When was the last time you've ever heard that before?
Never heard of that.
But people are like, are you going to make it?
Yeah, I think the Wright brothers were the last people that got a phone call.
This is 1960. We're calling to see if everything's okay.
That's hilarious.
Right?
That's so funny. Why are you calling these women stewardesses now?
Okay. So now you go in and everybody's like, COVID, 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 COVID. These fucking stewardesses, like, dude, I used to really support the olding, aging stewardesses to keep their job.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't need a lap dance from my steward. I just need competence.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the fucking flight Nazis are all the old stewardesses.
The Luftwaffe.
They act like they're Secret Service.
What do you mean by that? You're just taking himself seriously or what?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not Secret Service. You are the cafeteria ladies of the sky, okay? That's what you are. Stop, dude. Don't wake you up while you're sleeping if your mask goes like this.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. They will wake you up while you're sleeping, and obviously American United just think we're going to keep bailing them out with their shit service. And somehow they spun this in, Johnny. That they don't have to give us any food or drink or any coffee or anything, even on a cross-country flight.
Well, dude, and even JetBlue blocks out middle seats now and, like, does every other row. American United don't even do that, dude. Like, Delta and JetBlue, like, will skip rows, you know, or let you move around after. American doesn't do. They sell every seat. That tells you they don't really care about the virus.
Well, I don't think people are flying them as much. Because neither of my flights were super packed.
Yeah, well, dude, that's why I've been flying.
The way there was, like, two-thirds full.
That's why I've been flying American, because they haven't been busy, and I've been getting these things in the app that offer me to move up to first class for like $100 every time, and I do it
Johnny,
every time.
Johnny, it doesn't mean anything anymore, first class.
No, it doesn't. Most of them it doesn't, but I've been getting these flights. They've started using their international jets on domestic routes across the country, and those are the ones with like where you can
with
lay
the
down
dentist
and
chair
it's like a pod. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
dude.
They're cool. Yeah.
But Johnny, I mean, like on this flight, the packed area was first class, and it was like wide open the way back. This whole rows of nobody, right? And they're just waking you up, and you're like, "Hey, American United," because they're owned by the same people. I don't have to fly you.
They don't get that. Yeah, they don't get it. They think it's like we're...
And like, there's like, stop it. You know, you should be just happy we're here. You're working. You know, I get it. You want my mask on. There's no science.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because to get us to fly, they did this whole thing about how, airplanes, we have filtered air, you know, HEPA filters. It's really safe. You don't have to worry about it. Then why the fuck does everybody have to wear a mask?
Yeah, and why do you have flight Nazis on your flight? Everyone's worried about Nazis in Washington, D.C. There's none. They're all on American.
American and United, though, dude, they really do have the worst service.
The
I
worst.
Would not use them if I didn't have a lot of points already in American. And
dude,
if
listen.
I wasn't doing this
I will only use
scheme.
American United is if all my options are that. And Spirit or Frontier. Like, I will never, like, I will cancel gig before I fly Spirit or United. There is nothing worse than those. I mean, dude, they're Greyhound buses in the sky. They're just garbage. Garbage. So I get there, and now LAX, man. And, like, at first I didn't like this because I felt it was just unnecessary steps. But if you go to LAX now, you can't get an Uber at your gate. You have to take a bus
so dumb.
To the area. Have you done it?
No, because my girlfriend picks me up. Yeah.
Well, everybody was busy. I guess I'm not important. Okay.
I would have picked you up.
No, you wouldn't have. I would have.
You called
Johnny,
me?
You would not
if
have.
You told me you needed to
Johnny,
get
there's
a lift.
No way you would come get me in fucking that
sure
thing.
I would.
Dude.
Sure
so
I would.
Honestly, Johnny, can I finish my story?
Well, you just slandered me, and
okay.
I had to address it. Go
okay,
ahead.
That's fine, dude. Should we have a trial here? Where we bring in a judge, and you try to basically tell everybody how I slandered you right there, and I can defend myself. I will bring witnesses.
Sam Tripoli implied that he had nobody in his life. that would pick that would pick him up at the airport.
Bump.
This week on the People's Court.
This week on the Broken Simulation Court.
Sam Tripoli alleges that Johnny Woodard, his glorified assistant on Tinfoil Hat Podcast, would not pick him up from the airport. Is he telling the truth or is he lying? We'll find out this week on the People's Court.
Then they got rid of that guy. They got the dickhead from TMZ to be the guy. No. Then they brought the TMZ guy to interview people
on
the streets.
On the way out. Yeah.
It was so stupid.
Yeah. It's so dumb, yeah.
It was so dumb. It's so dumb. Court television is so dumb.
I missed it. My favorite was when it was Judge Wapner. That was my guy. Old Judge Wapner.
Wapner was the best. Yeah.
I think he's still around, dude. I think he's still alive.
Yeah, but they don't want that dude. I mean, like, you can't be... I was looking at old Sesame Streets, Johnny.
Oh, no, he died.
And you look at old Sesame Streets, and you look at, like, how the people looked. First of all, they look like everybody that's in a mugshot in a giant FBI sting to take down pedophilia. Gotta be honest with you. But they were normal. They were like adults.
That's fine.
Now the Sesame Street's, like, all biracial, fucking bisexual, fucking futuristic people singing... And they're already starting, you see, slowly to be like, you gotta stop oppression. Cookie Monster eats oppression. Cookie Monster eats oppression. No. You know, and you're just like, oh, my.
It's brainwashing.
And all you want to do is like, kids, they're brainwashing you right now. But mom stares at you, go, if you say fucking something, I'm going to fucking kill you. They like Cookie Monster. They love Elmo. If you ask my kids who they love the most, it will go their mom. Elmo, then distant third dad. I don't feel like you appreciate dad until you're older.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, because everything, when you're like really young, everything comes from your mother.
Is just love.
Yeah.
Dad is discipline. You know, wait till your dad gets home. Then you come home.
He's
you're like,
heavy.
I'm tired. She's like, they were acting up. I'm like, can I go back? No, scare them. You're like, I'm going to get the belt out. So my dad came and saw me. This is how different things are. My dad came and saw me and told me that he went and saw his grandma with his dad. And one day he was like, Dad, can we go home? And his grandma smacked the fuck out of him.
What?
And, yeah, exactly.
Why?
Because he wanted to go home. And she's like, your dad will tell you when you're going home.
Dude.
But that's how it used to be.
Yeah, oh, no, dude. I hear about it all the time from my dad and his father. You know.
Now it's like we're going to therapy with our children. Sam, Ghost and Ninja don't appreciate the way that you look at them when they're playing blocks. Well, I've worked all day.
Can you imagine if you tried to do that with your dad, though, or his father? Like, you tried to bring them into a therapy situation like that. They'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
First of all, they tell me what to do with my kids.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Why are we here?
Dude, people don't understand what they used to let their kids do. And there is some of that. There should be some of that still, too. But anyways, what was I talking about?
You were talking about the airport trip, getting home. I don't know. Do you have any other events getting home?
Well, you know, it's like I'm very like loosey-goosey in my life, except for when it comes to making my flight. I will actually get there hour and a half, almost 2 hours early.
Really?
Because I am freaking out.
Yeah. It's funny because some people like you hear about Ari all the time. He's like, yeah, sometimes I don't make it. I mean,
yeah,
I couldn't live that way either.
So yeah. I went and did Tacoma. And one of the guys there I still talk to on Instagram, he made acid. So he's like, you want some acid? And I thought this guy was CIA coming with us because he's like, hey, man, I can't get any tickets. Can I come in? I'm like,
what'd you do?
I let him in.
Okay.
And he's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, we're going to go out. Can I hang out? I'm like, oh, this guy is straight up CIA. The guy's like, I got acid. I'm like, yeah, let's do acid. Let's give this guy some acid. So we did some acid, right? And then I look over.
When was this?
This was in Tacoma like a year and a half ago. And I look over.
You dropped acid in Tacoma?
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, you know, the notion is that they're all psychedelics.
Well, it depends on how much you take.
And, like, acid and shrooms are the same. Dude,
yeah.
Acid is like pouring intergalactic fucking rainbows into your head, right? That's like what.
How'd it go?
Oh, I loved it.
You did. Okay.
I loved it until I realized I was going to miss my flight. And I was still tripping balls.
Oh, no. Like, you were, like really still tripping? Like that?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Luckily, I checked in the day before, so all I had to do was walk in, up and in. But, man, I was tripping so much balls. I feel like I look like Sonic the Hedgehog with fucking lasers coming out of his eyes. Because I'm like, can I get through, dude? I got to get to my flight. And people in security were just like, okay, go. And I must have been just fucking just shooting electricity out of me, man. As I was walking, just lightning bolts coming out of my eyes.
They're like, oh, don't mess with this
hey,
guy.
Hey, man, I got to catch my flight. Is that okay? It's like, go for it, dude. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just late. I'm just super late for my flight, dude. I mean, fucking weird.
How was the flight like that?
Oh, just like I was just, I hope nobody knows. I go, dude, I made a mistake of going peeing and looking in at the mirror, okay? Because then you look there, you're like, and you see all the squigglies of your face. You're like, oh, my God. Dude, do not, the heart, if you're going to do psychedelics with women, make sure there's no mirror around. Because if they find that mirror, they'll get lost in that mirror.
That's so funny.
Women always trip balls when they're fucking watching. When they're they always trip balls in the mirror when they're doing psychedelics, dude. Always. Johnny, can I say a quick thing? A thing I'm shocked about?
Please.
Can I do this new segment called Things I Find Shocking?
Things Sam finds shocking. Here we go.
Here's my thoughts. As much as there are tons of homeless people, okay, homeless masturbation is not an issue. Wouldn't you think there would be way bigger issue with the amount of homeless people we have?
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking homeless people punching the munchkin.
Not as many times as you would think. Yeah.
So Kate Quigley just put out, a homeless guy flashed his dick, and she said it was the biggest dick she's ever seen in her life.
Boy, that's a weird. I mean, it's like, you know how in video games when you create a character, you can assign them different points, like smarts, you know, intelligence. You got out of 10, you know?
Yeah.
But you only get like 30 points for smart, like intelligence, you know, strength, speed. It's like that guy, that homeless guy, you know, like intelligence, zero.
He used all of his
used all his points on dick. Dick, 10 out of 10, you know? That's
that is so
that's all he got.
Fucking funny, dude. That's
all he got.
Yeah, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'd like to imagine that's what it's
but
like.
But there's so many of them have big dicks. We already talked about it here. They're always having big dicks.
Yeah, something should be looked into, maybe.
I mean, like,
does homelessness correlate with having a big dick? Could, man. Maybe they got everything given to them as youngsters, you know, in high school and stuff, and they had no life
maybe
skills.
When you think that you got a big dick,
like being a hot
you're just life is made, and you're like, why should I work? I have the biggest hog in town.
I can always do porn, man.
Yeah, and then like porn, you find out porn doesn't pay.
Or you find out every time you get an erection, your blood drains from your brain and you pass out.
And you can't keep a job because every job has a hot secretary and you're always wanting to be fucking hard.
You can't even drive. All you can just walk everywhere.
And every time you got to do 14 blue chews just to get hard because that me hammer's so fucking big.
Oh, it's a blessing and a curse.
I have 6 inches. That's it. And I'm fine with it. I have 2 girls, baby girls. It's good enough. It got the job done. Stick a fork in me. I'm fine.
Do you think that thing's true about as you gain weight, you lose some?
Yeah, I'm sad.
And
I have precious real estate, so I can't get fat. But at some point, I won't care either, right?
Do you think that's coming?
What?
Where you don't care?
Yes. Very much. Like, I mean, not that I want game, but just like getting laid and all that stuff. It's like, I really just love waking up in the morning, sleep, getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah, but you got this thing where you think you can't do that and like meet women. I don't understand.
Dude, I got enough chicks in my life right now.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay, I got 2 daughters. I got fucking, one girl I'm with. I got a lot of problems.
You got plenty going on.
Right? I got plenty going on. Right?
You want to do the news?
Let's do the news.
Okay. Here we go. I got some good stories this week. Okay. you know, we hear about heroes every now and then on the show, and they come in all forms. This is a new form of hero for me. A man in Malaysia got tired of hearing vehicle noise by his house. You know, yeah. People just were flying down this little road in his residential area. So the guy built 11 speed bumps in front of his house to slow people down. One man in Malaysia was so fed up with noise from vehicles passing his house that he took matters into his own hands. Mr. Nur Muhammad Razlam Harun. That's too many names. If you got more than three names, you got a cutback.
Johnny.
That's too many names, bro.
I have four. My brother has two.
Too many names. This guy's got too many names.
Okay.
He's 40 years old. He said he admits his mistake now in building so many speed bumps, 11, on a 40-meter stretch. We're talking like 40 yards. He built 11 speed bumps on 40 yards and causing a hassle to other residents. He goes, I hired a bulldozer operator to remove all the speed bumps, including the two original ones, he told them. So, but yeah, the case went viral a few days ago after the man uploaded a picture of the new speed bumps on the street leading to his house, which he claimed had been stalled by a neighbor. Of course, it was not true.
Who's
it was
the neighbor?
Him.
Oh, he's in France right now.
Look at this photo, though. this guy's street where he just installed all these speed bumps.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, it looks like it's an alley, doesn't it? I don't know what it's like.
It's Malaysia. That's probably like the main highway. That's like their interstate highway in Malaysia.
Dude, you remember, like, America's gotten so bad. Do you remember when Domino's was like, call us where there's a pit hole. We'll come fix it. You're like, why do we got to get shitty pizza?
Wait, Domino's?
Yeah, you remember that?
I have no memory of that.
Look it up, man.
How long ago?
It wasn't that. It was like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. Domino's like, we'll come fix your potholes.
No shit, really?
You're like, really, dude? What is wrong with the simulation?
Domino's new Philly. Oh, and they would like spray paint them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's a news story about it. I have no memory of this. And what, this was in like advertisements and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Hey, Domino's is looking to expand beyond delivering pizzas. They now want to fix potholes. They're calling the project Paving for Pizza. Domino's says they don't want their pizzas to be ruined while they're being delivered, driving around these bumpy roads. So the company has already hired crews to repair more than 200 potholes in several cities around the country, including Burbank, where crews have already fixed 5 holes. Now, as a customer, you can nominate the city that you want to be fixed on the Domino's website.
Is it done? Can we do that?
Yeah, it appears this was...
There's one in Virginia that needs to get fixed. Yeah,
right in front of the CIA headquarters.
Yeah, why don't they fix that?
Okay. I just thought this was interesting because it says a lot about the price of salmon. This is from the Anchorage Daily News. Big news in Alaska, this. One Alaska king salmon is now worth the same as 2 barrels of oil. Isn't that interesting? That's crazy, right?
So is that more incredible that oil's that cheap or that fish is that expensive?
Let me see. Okay, let's say. Seafood sales are, quote, on fire in America's supermarkets, and one king salmon from southeast Alaska is worth the same as 2 barrels of oil. That's $116.16 for a troll-caught Chinook salmon averaging 11 pounds at the docks versus $115 for 2 barrels of oil. That's at $57 a barrel.
Yeah, I think that what happened is that Saudi Arabia decided to flood the market.
Here's what they're OPEC. Saying. Here's what the excuse of Anchorage Daily News is. Right. As more COVID-conscious customers opted in 2020 for seafood's proven health benefits, salmon-powered sales at fresh seafood counters... frozen and, quote, on-the-shelf seafoods also set records, and online ordering tripled to top $1 billion. I will say we've eaten more salmon during COVID just for vitamin D or, you know, those benefits of fish.
Yeah. Like, I mean, aren't we supposed to worry about mercury now?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, everybody sucks. So that's crazy. I mean, I know that OPEC, like, just flooded the market. I think it also has to do with the fact that... I think it also has to do with the fact that, they're trying to fuck with Russia to lower the price of oil, to fuck with their economy.
Yeah, it could be.
You know?
You know, some people are just born to crime. They're born to be criminals. I think this guy qualifies as one. This is from ABC News headline. Man is back behind bars for carjacking 16-year-old girl just 20 minutes after being released from prison. The carjacking occurred a mile and a half from the prison he just got freed from. So I guess he was like, hey, man, I don't have a car. It's like Grand Theft Auto. You wake up the next day, you know, and you steal another car.
You do what you know. Sometimes, dude, these guys go to jail, and then they get released with nothing. What are they supposed to do?
No skills. I mean,
how are you supposed to get home?
No, we definitely don't have a rehabilitation model in America. These private prisons don't invest anything in rehab. They pocket the money and, you know, rip off the taxpayer. A man has found himself back behind bars for allegedly carjacking a 16-year-old girl just 20 minutes after being released from prison. The incident occurred Saturday in Spokane, Washington. The Spokane Police Department received a call at 10:28 p.m. from the Browns Addition neighborhood. That's the name of the neighborhood, Browns Addition.
Respect.
That's
where, respect.
Of the city, reporting a carjacking, according to a statement from the police department there. Authorities say that the suspect, 31-year-old Marcus Goodman, who was released just 20 minutes before at 10:08 p.m., approached the 16-year-old girl and indicated that he had a gun before demanding her car and driving off. Let's see how long it took him to be arrested. The Spokane Police Department said they immediately began scouring the city for the vehicle, and shortly before 1 a.m. on Sunday, February 14th, an alert patrol sergeant was able to locate both the car and the suspect and quickly ID'd him. Man, so the guy did not stay out of prison long, did he?
Yeah, but some people like being in prison. They get so used to prison.
Yeah, maybe, man. There's a whole society and currency in there. If you became really good at that and not so good at the one outside of the prison, maybe.
I mean, like, let's say you do 30-something years in prison, right? And your family's kind of forgotten about you, and you get out. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I would love to hear. They don't say anything about how long he had been in the story. I would love to have heard that. Okay. A couple more good stories here. This is from a website called... this is from the Detroit Free Press. Okay. Headline. Warren police search for a man who pooped in unlocked cars at auto shops. Employees at two different Warren auto shops were shocked when they realized a random man was pooping in cars that belonged to customers. Warren police told Fox 2 Detroit they're on the lookout for a man who pooped in unlocked cars at Mr. Friendly Auto Service and Twins Tire Auto Service.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. It's a lot harder to do that. Have you ever tried to shit outside?
Oh, dude, for sure. It's difficult.
It's way more difficult. So this guy is like...
I can barely pee in.
Taking
pee
it
on
to
the
max, man. He's taking it to the max. Good.
She's like that girl who... That woman who took a dump in Starbucks.
And then threw it. And like... we've talked about that.
Yeah,
the most
that
shocking is that the poop stays together.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Like, it's like she shit a rope.
Yeah,
dude.
What if she has like... Maybe she squeezes a little bit harder if she wants like a firmer load to throw... Versus what she would normally do.
I mean, like, dude, if I would... have you shit a hard rope before? I've never shit a rope before.
Yeah, she's talented. She got talented ass, man.
I mean, I've never grabbed the poop, so I don't know how... Is it like grabbing just a loosey-goosey snake?
We had a girl
who
did that in middle school, I remember. We would joke about it later.
Does she grab poop?
Heather. Shout out Heather Polston.
Shout out Heather.
The man first struck at Mr. Friendly Auto Service in November. And then... the manager, Chris Phillips, told Fox 2 they realized after someone used their customer's car as a bathroom, he checked the security cameras after he realized it. According to Fox 2, the security footage showed the man grabbing sanitary napkins, opening a customer's van, and taking a dump inside. He came back again in January, but kept his pants on that time. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Anyway, so this guy, there's this pooping bandit just out there shitting in people's cars.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that,
dude,
what
does
the world come to?
Crazy, right?
Here's a kind of a funny, I'm interested to see what your take is on this story as soon as it loads. What is going on here? All right. I guess Yahoo's website is down. I love this headline. This is from something called this guy, Joe Kakura, and I'm going to, I hope this is true. All right, you ready? Here's the headline. DoorDash spent $5.5 million to advertise their $1 million charity donation. I really hope, okay, this just can't be real, can it?
That is the funniest, most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Hold on. Oh, I see what it is. Okay. Yeah, they did a Sesame Street Super Bowl commercial that aired on Super Bowl Sunday, and they said that for every order, we'll donate $1 to the Sesame Workshop. They announced that they had raised $1 million for the charitable effort. But what they don't mention is they spent $5.5 million to run that ad to advertise for them donating that money.
You know, think about that, think about Johnny. Think about that. You have to hope people are just paying attention.
It's unbelievable.
Right? You just have to. Dude, there's companies, dude, that invested all of their money into an ad in the Super Bowl hoping that it would generate something.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's, and I would, in the era of fast forward, you know, DVR, who's watching commercials?
And Super Bowl is the one where you're supposed to watch commercials. The problem is,
I don't. I let it get behind a little bit just so I can skip the commercials.
Well, I mean, everybody else, Johnny, watches it because.
I think a lot of people do it, dude. Okay. Do it that way.
All right, Johnny.
Or pause or mute the commercials. I mean, do you watch the commercial? You sit there and watch the commercial?
Well, Johnny, up until this year, because this year everybody knew it was going to be super woke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Most people watch for, like, the whole thing was like everybody votes on their favorite commercial. But since everybody knew it was going to suck this year, nobody paid attention. And in my heart of hearts, I know that's why a bunch of companies pulled out of the fucking Super Bowl. Because they knew it was going to be woke shit and they didn't want to get connected to that. And it just turned out to be true. Everything was woke shit.
Yeah, it was. And it ruins most sports for me.
It's like, dude, CBS had the balls to celebrate all the women of the Super Bowl. Like, they literally said a bunch of chicks won a Super Bowl.
So dumb.
And it's just like, again, these women.
We have one woman that plays any kind of football, and all she does is kind of kick the ball off sometimes in college. That's it.
And she's not good at that either.
No, no.
And it's just like, I'm sorry, dude. I know Mike Leach didn't play. I just learned that he didn't play. I do not understand how you can coach NFL football without playing at a high level.
Yeah, you see that. A lot of these stats guys that come up as like video in the video room and stuff like that. Especially in the NBA, because the NBA is so hard to get into. Man.
But see, I could see a woman coaching NBA because they play basketball. Like, basketball is way more universal than NFL football.
What about if they played, like, high school football, though? I mean, does that count to you as this? What about low-level college? What do you need to do? Because there are a lot of college coaches.
No, NFL coaches. Even professional women's football is, like, super low-end.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's like, who wants to do it more than fighting to make the team? And you're just pulling from this humongous pool of people who want to do it.
Yeah, it's the most competitive thing in the world.
Now, the question is, should guys be able to coach female basketball? That's not my argument to have. If they said no, guys can't coach, I'd be okay with that as well. I think you should get the best of the best. Now, that Spurs female coach...
Hammond, yeah.
She's supposed to be great. She will get a shot.
Yeah, she will. Yeah.
I have no clue how it's going to go because you're talking the most alpha of all alphas.
Yeah, and it's already a problem getting respect from the players in the NBA because they all make more money than the coach. You know what I mean? And yeah. And they have really, at a certain level, more power, more influence politically in the organization than the coach in many cases.
And it's just like... And it's like, how long will they have before, let's say it goes well, I don't think anyone will complain. Everyone will bend over backwards to make sure it happens, right?
Yeah, I guess so, man. But, I mean, if you look in the NFL, the politically correct people can't even get this guy Eric Bieniemy a job, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator, who by all rights seems to deserve one, a head coaching job. So how much power are they going to have to get a woman, you know, a job?
Well, also, it's like,
they're in a
result. It's also like, I know this with comics, I'm not going to say their name. They're the best comics on stage. When they take a meeting, they're boring as fuck. Mm. How are you in that meeting?
Yeah, that counts for sure. Yeah.
You know? And yes, he does deserve it. Listen, dude, we'll see.
He'll get there.
We'll see. He'll get a shot. The problem is, will he get the right shot?
No, that is the problem. Yeah, you're right. And maybe that's what's going on now. They just didn't feel like he was a good fit. Who knows? Okay. So this story, dude, is just devastating. You ready for this?
Yes. Thing?
This is from ARY News. I think it's like a Indian news source. Doctor sells newborn as couple fails to pay hospital bills in Punjab.
I would lose my... That guy wouldn't be alive.
According to police, a poverty-stricken woman gave birth to a baby boy at a private hospital in Tilamba a few days back. The couple was unable to clear the medical bills. The doctor allegedly asked the couple to sell the newborn to settle the bills. The doctor forcefully snatched the newborn from the couple and sold the infant to a man, Faisal, when they refused his proposal. Later, the couple approached the police and lodged a complaint against the doctor. Taking swift action on the report, the police conducted a raid at the hospital and apprehended the doctor. The hospital administration was pressuring the couple to not take legal action, according to sources.
Hold on! Did they get the baby back?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Okay. Why would you say that? I just had kids.
They didn't put it in the story.
I'm in panic right now.
It's clear that he did, yeah.
What?
They don't mention it in the story, but it's pretty cool. I mean, the raid, they got the guy, so I'm assuming they got the baby too.
Like, dude, if I was the dad, I go, just give me 5 minutes with this motherfucker.
Can you imagine, dude?
But that's the problem. Like, in those countries, there's such a caste system. It just really sucks. But, dude, I would lose it, dude.
Nightmare.
I would go straight up fucking Liam Neeson on some motherfuckers. Like, you took my kids.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yes, and my skills, I'm going to fuck up some Punjabi doctors. You're going to be seeing your 19 fucking armed fucking elephant god in about 2 seconds if you don't get me my fucking baby back.
It's just so fucking... It's just depressing, man. That's a bummer. Here's a little.
Stab him, John.
Here's a little bit more.
I don't even give a fuck if I get the kid back.
Check this dog out right here. What do you see when you look at that dog there, Sam?
A weird fur.
Okay. Do you see? Hold on. Do you see, sir, a millionaire when you look at that dog?
I do not.
Well, you're wrong then, because Lulu the dog inherited $5 million from his deceased U.S. owner.
I have mixed emotions.
3.6 million pounds.
So who's in charge of the dog?
Hold on. We're going to hear the story. It's coming at you. Just a second.
That was very loud, Johnny.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
You have your headphones turned up too loud.
You're turned up too loud.
Probably like hearing yourself so loud.
Shut up, dude.
Good God. I'm getting a fucking ad for like Abu Dhabi or some shit. Does that really work? Just a second. They've got it now, dude. So you watch an ad, and then if you don't hit play for long enough, then when you come back to it, they'll make you watch another ad. Like if you will go ahead and watch the ad in advance, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They will play another one if you step away for like 10 minutes.
Right, Johnny. Right.
You're not listening.
I am not. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not.
I could tell. You got a lot of shit in the comments from that, by the way. Last
I
week.
Don't care. I'm burnt out right now.
That got us our first 1-star review.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this bitch was like, I can't believe he was watching a Clippers game. Here we go. You ready for this?
I love that sound.
Lulu. Okay, this is obviously no sound in this.
I don't really know what to think about it, tell you the truth.
Martha Burton was a friend of Doris and regularly cared for Lulu.
Oh, yes, he loved the dog.
The will says Burton is to be reimbursed for her expenses and Lulu's reasonable expenses.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
She's a good girl. So look at little Lulu. Does Burton think she could spend all $5 million on Lulu?
Well, I'd like to try.
I bet you would.
Yeah, Lulu's going to Bahamas.
Lulu loves steak.
Lulu just got a new set of tits.
Lulu's playing golf now.
Lulu's got a man living with him that she's paying monthly to.
Lulu wants a Punjabi baby.
Do you think it's harder to be a man hooker or a female hooker?
Man hooker, for sure.
Because you just got to get it up.
That, you got to do the emotional thing too. More, you know, you got to be there. Like
if she was like, Johnny, all I need is a couple years. I'll give you a mil. You just come over once a week.
A couple years? Oh, wait, once a week?
Yeah, once a week, and you go to pound town.
Do I get it at the end, or do I get it paid like
as you go?
Okay, so I could quit at any time, is what you're saying.
You could quit at any time.
Yeah, maybe.
Pound town.
Yeah, maybe.
But you got to look her in the eye.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. You got to look her in
the
eye.
Could you do that? Could you do that?
No.
But what if it was like 10 mil, 50 mil?
No.
Okay. Because it's a physical act. It's like it's like athletic.
Nobody's paying 10 mil for this dick, okay?
Man, you don't know what people like, man.
That's true. I mean, I got good dick. Don't worry about that. But the point is, I don't know if it's 10 million dick.
Okay. This is another...
According to Kate Quigley, there's a homeless guy that might have 10 million dick.
We keep hearing... I like to highlight stories that make us think, like, what the fuck are scientists up to? Like, why are they spending their money on this? Here's another one that scientists are... Just what are they doing? Headline, and this is from BBC. Pigs can play video games with their snouts, scientists find.
Pigs are super smart, dude. They're really smart, and that's when you see how they treat them. Yeah, we don't need to know that our bacon is smarter than half the people now.
Pigs can play video games, scientists have found, after putting four fun-loving swine to the test. Four pigs, they even named them Hamlet, Omelette, Ebony, and Ivory.
Okay, anyone have a problem with them naming them fucking breakfast that they're included in?
That's a problem to me. I don't like
that. If they're so smart, are those pigs like, dude, new name, asshole?
Yeah, for sure. They were trained to use an arcade-style joystick to steer an on-screen cursor into walls.
That's fucked up.
Researchers said the fact that the pigs understood the connection between the stick and the game is no small feat. And the pigs even continued playing when the food reward dispenser broke, apparently for the social contact. Usually the pigs would be given a food pellet for winning each game level. But during testing, when the food pellet dispenser broke, they just kept playing game levels. Kept playing video games, man. This sort of study is important because, as with any sentient beings, how we interact with pigs and what we do with them impacts and matters to them, according to Dr. Candace Crony. The research team also thought the fact that the pigs could play video games at all, since they are farsighted animals with no hands or thumbs, was, quote, remarkable. It's not that easy for them, though.
Let's be honest here, okay? Let's be honest. Is it that the pigs are so smart, or we're dumb and play video games all the time?
Could be that.
Right? Which way is it, Johnny?
One of the two Yorkshire pigs, Hamlet, was better at the game than Omelette, but both struggled when it got harder, hitting the single target just under half the time. The Panapinto micro pigs had a bigger gamer skill cap. The Ivory one, while Ivory was able to hit the one wall target, who gives a shit, 76% of the time. Ebony could only do it 34% of the
Ebony
time.
And Ivory.
Anyway, so I thought that was just what the hell are they
doing? Yeah, dude. I mean, we eat those things and we treat them like shit. And when we can't finish them, they get thrown out in the trash. It's really tragic to see. And that's all I got to say about that.
Here's another one. And I, you know, consider the source. It's from Snopes. But here's the
story.
I don't
know if I can have this on my show.
Here's the headline. Do manatees control their buoyancy by farting? Manatees appear to have harnessed the energy-saving power of their mana farts.
Johnny, I got to be honest with you. This might be your best collection of stories yet.
Okay.
We might be in peak 2021 at this moment.
Manatees are incredibly intelligent marine mammals who show long-term memory and associative learning skills on par with dolphins. They are thought to have inspired the myth of the mermaid. And
because they're farts?
Apparently, they talk to each other while playing and during intimacy. But here's the kicker, They spell butt, B-U-T-T. Hilarious. Wow, guys, good job. There is scientific evidence to suggest that they regulate their underwater buoyancy, their ability to rise and fall in the water column, by farting.
Like, is that farting, or is that just like jet propulsion that they use?
Jet propulsion.
Right? Funny. I mean, like, it's their jet propulsion. Like,
I guess so, man.
It hit is. The engines!
Full power to the ass.
We take off! Run! I'm the turbo booster!
Gives a new meaning to out of gas, doesn't it? I need a refill. Go eat some Cheetos, quick!
Punch it!
What's blowing the horn like? I wonder.
How great would it if you took all the like the famous car movies and just had them fucking
yeah, just replaced it with fart sounds?
With what are just they? Stingrays or manatees?
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the.
Is it manatees or is it
manatees?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we got away with it. If it wasn't for you, damn manatees. Looks like these manatees are in a whole heap of trouble.
Here's how it works, though, actually. It works the opposite of what you're saying. This is interesting. They hold in their gas to go up, and they fart, and that brings them down.
I don't know how that works.
Well, it's because the, you know, bubbles, like, rise, you know? So you keep the bubbles in, you rise.
Well, maybe.
You fart the bubbles, you go down.
That just
so if you're
really
if you can't
weird.
Swim and you're out in the ocean.
Tell me God isn't farts. Hilarious.
Maybe he's a genius. It
Tell
sounds
me
like he's
God
a genius.
Is either genius or Polish. Which one is it?
Might be both. Okay. I got to see if there's a picture with this because this is just.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
The Dukes of Hazzard. Okay. Now, this is weird, man. And I probably can't live, so it's kind of a freak. Do you like freak things?
Yeah.
Okay. A strange one-eyed puppy with two protruding huge tongues and no nose was born in the Philippines.
But it's going
to
die. Like they put
it
down, right?
I got to imagine.
Because
it
can't breathe, right?
That's what I'm looking for here. It had to breathe out of its mouth. A strange one-eyed puppy with two protruding tongues and no nose was born in the Philippines. Sadly, the puppy wasn't able to survive for longer than a day. It was born in the country's Aklan province in February. If you're listening to this, go to youtube.com. Search for tinfoil hat. This video will be there. It's unbelievable and kind of disturbing.
Well, it kind of makes you think that like something's in the water out there, and it sucks that it couldn't live.
Yeah, it couldn't drink milk from its mother, so it died. Yeah, it's probably imagine being born though with a brain like a normal brain, but that going on.
Yeah, but it was working for it. It just couldn't suck because it had to breathe through its mouth.
Depressing, dude. That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. I want a Cyclops
one.
Puppy.
I'll give us a happy one to go out on here. Let me see. Right. I got one here somewhere. Okay, here we go. This one, we might not go out on this one, but this one's pretty funny. NPR is getting a lot of criticism from all corners lately, you know. Their biggest critic, though, is an 8-year-old from Minneapolis. Here's the letter he wrote to NPR. My name is Leo. I am 8 years old. I listen to All Things Considered in the car with my mom. I listen a lot. I never hear much about nature or dinosaurs or things like that. Maybe you should call your show Newsy Things Considered, since I don't get to hear about all things. Or please talk more about dinosaurs and cool things. Sincerely, Leo.
Leo, you're a monster, okay? You're a fucking monster.
How funny is that, though? He's like, it's not All Things Considered because there's no dinosaurs.
I love that. I love that. I'm really kidding. Leo's, I mean, hey, dude, that guy is either going to grow up and be an incredibly successful, you know, businessman or troll. He could be a huge troll. This
that
could
lives
be
in his mother's basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sits there and writes letters to people all the fucking time. Yeah. And just like, I didn't hear about dinosaurs. That's cute at 8. Imagine if he's still saying that at 40.
He's got the record for the most change.org petitions that succeeded, you know.
Put dinosaurs on the dollar bill. Sign this. Fuck Harriet Tubman. Let's do dinosaurs.
Let me see. I think we got one more here. Okay, this is interesting. This guy got caught in a really interesting way for murder. A man was charged with the murder of his father. This is from insider.com.
Is this your happy ending story?
No, but this is interesting. A man was charged with the murder of his father after an investigation began when the victim's family noticed that his text messages, the father's, contained emojis that he would not normally use. Jeremy Farmer, 35, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with the murder of his father, Roger Farmer, 58, according to the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. Police started the investigation after Farmer was reported missing in December of 2019. One of his daughters told police that she had begun getting text messages from her father's phone number, but that she doubted they were from him. The difference was that they included emojis, the Indy Star reported. So that's how this guy got caught.
By emojis.
Emojis. Isn't
like the crazy? Smiley face killer.
Well, you know what happened. He started thinking he got away with it and was getting a little loosey-goosey, and he was like, oh, I'm going to start texting.
Dude, it's – oh, listen, man. Ego always gets murderers caught. If they would just shut up, they get away with half their murders.
I totally agree.
It's always somebody talking.
Always somebody talking. Yeah.
You murder somebody, move somewhere where you don't know anybody.
That's the move. It's always the move. You got to just keep quiet about it. And if you can keep quiet about it, you really will get away with it. It's that's why I've gotten away
with snitching on yourself. People snitch on themselves more than anything. Right? I mean, they're always like, yeah, he told me he did it. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I just don't know who they think would keep that secret. You know what I mean? Even if it's somebody you really care about, nobody's keeping that secret. Okay, here's our last story. And I don't know, maybe this be something you're into. It grosses me out. You'll know immediately whether it's something for you, Sam, and people at home. Headline, this is from Screenshot Media. People are now selling vagina-scented face masks online. That's the headline. That's the story.
Respect.
Respect? Okay.
I mean, like, you know, it's like people are like, oh, I love the smell of pussy. Do ya? Do ya?
Then wear this mask. Yeah.
Do ya? Like when people say, I love the taste of beer. Do you really love the taste of beer?
Or are you an asshole?
Are you just like getting drunk?
Until 2020, the internet's obsession with vagina-scented products was restricted to used underwear on Sniffer.
Johnny.
And all that's a they have websites to sell used underwear called Sniffer and
Johnny,
all things worn.
Yes, women just they could sell anything because guys are just fucking creepers, dude. We're creepers. Johnny, I'm gonna sell my taint scented fucking everything.
Just for people to live in suffering all the time to remind them of that life sucks.
I've been told it smells like fucking sweet. I have been told that, Johnny.
Have you ever been told by that someone that you didn't pay money to?
No.
Okay.
No, the girl I was hooking up with just was hooking up with.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it smells sweet. Sure, I'm like, yeah.
I'm sure she was getting nothing out of that. Things went a bit haywire after this. Vagina became the hottest scent of 2020 with candles and incense flying off the shelves in under 24 hours of restocking. And now we've got masks that are on the market. So there you go.
Hey, dude, God bless these guys. I think you should do whatever you want. Get as weird as you can. Leave kids alone. Don't hurt women. And just get weird as you want. That's my whole thing. I'm not judging anybody. You want to smell women's snatches in your face in some weird mask? By the way, if you have to do COVID masks, these are the masks to use, right? Walk around with like, dude, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's my COVID mask. It's pussy smelling.
This is so dumb. This is the dumbest story we've
ever
had.
And it's probably Japanese people, too. They just love that
weird
used,
shit, aren't
yeah,
they have mean, vending machines that sell used underwear.
And women are just like, okay, cash register. Dude, I used to work at a fucking strip bar. And girls would take the fucking the shirt and just rub it between their legs. Like, who wants a shirt? And guys would go nuts. I'm like,
does that interest you?
No.
Even if the chick was like really hot? Because that doesn't interest me at all.
No.
I don't get it.
No.
It's a fetish, right? No. It's a deviant sort of sexuality.
I mean, I ate a lot of butt, so take it for what it's worth. But outside of that, no. No.
Yeah, I don't. To me, that's a deviant sort of thing. It's like, and not to judge it. Fine if you do, but it is abnormal.
Yep.
Okay, if you're interested in vagina smelling masks, contact us at I'm at Johnny Woodard on Twitter. Sam's at Ronan Sam Tripoli on Twitter.
Johnny, why do you want them to do it?
Also, I want to say, hey, let's cut this in at the beginning so we can tell people to rate the show. We'll do that real quick. Hey guys, please rate and review the show. It's really the number one way that Apple shares the show with other people. It like moves up in the rankings and ends up in like recommended sections of their website.
Please do that, man.
So just
I mean,
rate it.
Yeah,
review it.
Do it. Review, do. Rate, review. Was this a good episode, Johnny?
I think we did a good
Johnny,
job.
Johnny, that was not very positive.
Well, no, you cut real fast from I was trying to cut that in the beginning, and then you cut back to us talking like we're at the end of the episode. Oh. And it kind of fucked me up.
All right, you want to do it again?
No, I think we're good. Hold on, I just want to. We're going to do like a minute of just reading reviews here, like positive reviews.
All right, I got to get going, dude.
Yeah, we're done. I just want to do the quick, just a few minutes of reviews, and then we're done. Okay. Here's if you leave a 5-star review, we will read it on this show. Here's a review from Mitch Roach. 5 stars. Wish there were more episodes. I love the podcast and I know the guys are busy, but I feel like this is the one podcast of Sam's that would really take off if there were more episodes. He added, I feel the need to clarify that I think Sam is the hardest working man in podcasting. He has a ton of podcasts, still gives us at least 2 to 3 tinfoil hat episodes per week, and he does it all with twin baby girls. I'm sure Dana is a big reason that this is possible. Oh, I see. Dana wrote this. Props to Dana. Sam, don't forget to slow down once in a while and smell the roses. Thanks, guys. That's from Mitch Roach.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
This is from someone called 8 Billion Languages. I am giving a 5-star review to episode number 16 of Broken Simulation because it raised my awareness that I also care much less about the dinosaur T-Rex and the fact that he could only see you while you were moving. That was something you said. And would much rather science create fast food that is both delicious and makes us healthier.
That's the guy's the best comment yet. I'm with you. Fuck dinosaurs. Better Big Macs.
Woodard and Tripoli are a funny duo, this guy says.
Dude, thank you for letting me be your co-host, Johnny. You are so nice. You allow me to ride your coattails. Could have picked anybody, Johnny, and you picked me. Thank you.
This is from someone called Butthead. Johnny, get your money. Pay up, Sam. Don't be like Ari. Sam did pay.
He paid immediately.
He paid immediately, yeah. I think this guy probably missed that.
And by the way, Johnny, on the record, who has paid off his bag of bets?
You have.
Thank
you.
You've
paid your bets. This is from Christopher Embry. Tripoli is a comedy savant. I don't care what Johnny says. You are the man, Sam.
Thank you.
You both bring me so much happiness. Friends I never met. That is how good y'all are. Chris Embry in San Antonio.
Thank you, Chris. I get you. Johnny's uncomfortable right now.
We got a few negative. I'm not even going to read
this. Yeah, I want to hear one negative. Give me one negative.
Okay, let me see.
Sam, shut up! All right, I got to go, Johnny.
Okay. Come on, man. This is from Louise Harden. Got to say, I'm a huge fan of Tinfoil Hat, but this show has basically become Tinfoil Hat Light. They used to have sound effects and audio drops. Talk about some far out stuff, but now it's just about how Johnny hurt his foot. They'll mention Johnny's soundboard, but they'll never use it anymore. I never used the soundboard. I don't know what she's talking about.
Listen, guys. Listen. Johnny's doing a lot of work right now. It's really Johnny, I got to go. I have kids, guys. Stop yelling at me. Johnny does a lot of work. We're doing a lot of shows. It's not as easy as it used to be to do all the awesome edits. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Guys, right. I love you.
Please leave reviews. Patreon.com/Broken Simulation. You can get it early. Bye.